The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And all the time. I want to appreciate God tonight for grace that God has given me to stand here. I want to bless him because every time I'm privileged to speak the word of God anywhere, I see it as a real privilege because God's word is God himself. And when God gives you his word, he has committed himself to you. And that is a great honor. Can we please give God the glory tonight? Hallelujah. Also, I want to appreciate our father, my father, my pastor, for the grace of God upon his life. Hallelujah. Please, can you do it better? Please do it better. Let's appreciate our man of God. Also, let's appreciate our mama tonight. Thank you, ma, for being a support. Hallelujah. I really appreciate you for coming here tonight. Please don't mind my voice. If we get back in shape. Praise the Lord. Tonight, the topic is walking in the supernatural via faith. Walking in the supernatural via faith. Walking in the supernatural via faith. You see, the subject of faith is something that we must continue to talk about. Because faith is very, 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 very important. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if it is impossible to please God without faith, then we cannot do without faith. Why? Because the just shall live by faith. And the just the Bible is talking about is the redeemed one. You and I, born again. He said we are supposed to live by faith. So the subject of faith is very, very important in this kingdom. And that is why we've been looking about this faith. Last week, Pastor Mosibi talked about the enemies of faith, things that hinder faith. But today we are looking at walking in the supernatural via faith. God programmed you and I for supernatural. God decided to make you a supernatural human being. When God wanted to create human being, God said, let us create man in our own image. And then Jesus told us the image of God in John chapter 4. He said, God is what? A spirit. So if God wants to create man in his own image, then God is creating a spirit just like him. And a spirit is a superman. They walk, they move anywhere, they do anything that they want to do. They are limitless. They are unlimited. They are unrestrictable. They can do anything that they want to do. So God programmed us. God has decided that you and I should live a supernatural life. You are not destined to live a natural life, but a supernatural life. A supernatural life. The first man that God made, called Adam, we saw that this man walked in supernatural. This is a man that was living with lions. This is a man, he was the one that named lion. He was the one that named all the snakes. He was the one that named the scorpion. The scorpion you are running away from, he was playing with it. The snake, when you see, I believe if you mistakenly you see some of us see snake, how you will fly. This man was playing with them. He was playing with them. And he has opportunity to talk with God one-on-one. Because the Bible made us to understand that in the evening, at about this time, God will come to come and visit him. And they will talk, how far now? How are you doing? And they are talking. And they are chatting. And they are relating. This man never, he lacked nothing because he was a superman. He lacked absolutely nothing. He was eating anything he wants to eat, he eat it. Nothing restrict him. But all of a sudden, he lose the opportunity. That is Genesis chapter 3. And God decided to make another plan. And therefore, he sent Jesus to come and rescue us. He sent Jesus to come and give us another life. And that is why the popular scripture, John 3:16, says that God does not want any one of us to perish. He said, for God so loved the world, and he has given us his only begotten son, that anybody that believes in him, this one will not die, he will not perish, but he will have what? Everlasting life. That word everlasting life is the life that God himself is living. Because Jesus said, as the Father have life in himself, so has he given the Son to have life in himself. And that life, Jesus said, if you believe, you receive the life. And you and I agree that Jesus walked supernaturally. He performed miracles. He does things that blow people's mind. Come to think of it, you are hungry. He's teaching and it's some multitude. And they were like, oh, these people are hungry. Can you please send them out? Let them go and eat in their own house. And nobody, don't worry. What do you have? What do you have? What do you have? And they brought, praise the Lord. Abba, small bread. They began to share it, and as they are sharing it, the thing began to multiply. As they are sharing it, it began to multiply. As they are sharing it, it began to... What a miracle. What a miracle. What a miracle. A man died for 4 days. He went there, and he called his name as if the man was at the backyard. He said, Nazareth, comfort. And the man, the Bible said that the man that was dead, the man jacked back to life after 4 days. What a supernatural human being. What a supernatural human being. This Jesus was invited at a Cana, when they were at the Cana of Galilee, where they are doing wedding, and the wine got finished. They were running up and down. Hey, what can we do? They came to him. He said, don't worry, all the pot that you have, fill it with water. And they fill it with water. He said, oh yeah, take it and go and give it to the governor. He didn't say, you taste it. He said, go and give it to the governor. And as they did, the man drank. He said, this is original wine. Praise the Lord. He lived a supernatural, and this kind of life, Jesus has brought her into it. And that is why he was talking with a man called Nicodemus in John chapter 3. He was talking about the importance of being born again. And the man asked, he said, what can I do to inherit eternal life? Said, hey, this is what you will, except a man be born again. He said, this man can never see the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 3. The man began to ask, how can I be born again? I'm old. Can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus wanted to explain to him what he meant by being born again. And in verse 8, Jesus said, the wind blew it where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Do you know what Jesus is saying there? He said, if you are born of the Spirit, that is what he means by born again. He said, you don't have any limitation. So those that you cannot trace where the wind is blowing from, and you cannot tell where it goes. He said, the same thing applies to you if you are born again. So Jesus has brought us this life. However, for us to operate in this realm permanently, we need faith. Somebody say faith. Say it again. Say faith. Say faith. Very quickly, I'm going to look at some example of people that work in this faith, that work in supernatural. The first man is Joshua. In Joshua chapter 6, from verse 1 to verse 20 is a story that is very, very popular. And it's about the story of the wall of Jericho. This man just, God has performed miracle through his hand, and they crossed the river of Jordan. And when they crossed the river of Jordan, they faced another problem. And that is the wall of Jericho. The Bible shows that faith that this man walked with is a faith that can do anything. The kind of faith that can do anything. Faith that knows no limitation. The servant of God made a declaration that the people obey, and the wall of Jericho fell. I'd like us to look at this story very well. Praise the Lord. In verse 1, can we go to verse 1? Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now, Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. This whole city was locked up. Nobody is going out and nobody is coming in. Do you know why that happened? It happened because they heard what these people that are coming, the children of Israel, they heard the miracles that God is doing in their life. They heard that, these people, they are so powerful. Nobody can confront them. And they heard that the River Jordan parted for them. And they heard of the story of Red Sea. Who are these human beings? And even before this time, Joshua had sent spies to go and check out the land. And when they saw these people, where they were, because they were strategically positioned, so they could see who is coming and they could see who is going because of the wall that they built. Hallelujah. The wall of Jericho, the Bible scholar told us that it's about 15 feet tall. And on that wall, there is a tower constructed on that wall. And that wall is very, very far. Very tall, about 26 feet. So the soldiers will adhere to look at what is happening. So, and they can monitor what is happening in the town and at the same time see what is going on around them. Okay? And these people are there. And the reason why they build that tower and the fence is because to prevent flood and also for preservation, for protection, so that no enemy will come in without their knowledge. But this man who is operating in the supernatural is coming with the children of Israel. And the Bible says this city was locked up so that nobody can come in and nobody can. I tell you, you cannot jump that kind of fence. I believe that even if you use bomb, the thing will not go, because the thickness is so massive. They invested time and money and energy to build it, and I tell you, that was a great achievement. And on their own part, that is a great accomplishment, because nobody can come in and nobody can. I tell you, nobody. You see, even before this time, Moses has said something about this before Moses died. In Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 to 3, Moses told them that you are about to go to a land that is full of giants and warriors. He told them, look at it, he said, "Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go to possess nation greater and mightier than thyself, city great and fenced up to heaven." Can you see? Moses said, "Hey, there is a fence that you must," and you know what? For them to move from where they are to where they want to go, they must pass through that city. It's a must. They must pass through Jericho. And the Bible said that the city was short. And I tell you, it can only take God and faith for them to walk. I tell you, this is a limitation for the children of Israel. This is an obstacle. I don't know the obstacles that is confronting you. I don't know the limitations that you are seeing. I don't know things that is restricting you. But I tell you, with faith, those walls, they are coming down in the name of Jesus. I say those walls are coming down in the name of Jesus. In verse 2, God spoke to Joshua. He said, "Joshua," he said, "see." I Joshua chapter 6. God called on Joshua. He said, Joshua, see. God is trying to net that. Joshua know that these limitations you are seeing, they are unreal. They are not real. Say, so all this tower you see, all these fence you see, they don't have foundation. Say, so they don't have foundation. There is something you carry that is more powerful than what you are seeing. I said, and the Lord said to Joshua, I said, see, I have given unto thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. He said, see it, I have given them. You are just looking at them, they are empty. You are just looking at the soldiers, they are empty. The only limitation you have, brother and sister, is the only limitation you place on yourself. There is no limitation anywhere. Bishop Oyedepo used to say, and that he has sunk into my spirit. He said, the greatest enemy that a man has in life is ignorance. There is nothing and nothing. The God is talking to me, he said, see them. You are looking at them, they may carry guns, they may carry all these sophisticated weapons, because, but look at them, all of them I have given them to you. And God wants us to see it like that. God wants us to see the way he sees, because he said, my way is not your way, and my thought is not your thought. Just as the heaven is higher than the earth, so as my way and my thought than you. God, if we can train ourselves to see the way God sees it, wow, what a wonderful life we will live. What a glorious life we will live. If we can just take our eyes off limitation and see God alone. If we can just take our focus off impossibility and look at God who made things possible. Things will be more easier for us. And in verse 3, God gave him extraordinary strategies to win the battle. And the battle look foolish. The strategies look foolish. Can you imagine a war like this? God is not saying, okay, oh yeah, bring all the bulldozer. Let's bulldoze the fence. No. After all, they don't have bulldozer. And God says that, look, this is what we're going to do. Every day, for 6 days, march around this wall. Just once, for 6 days. Don't see anything. Don't make any noise. This is supernatural. And they are just going as if nothing is happening. And by the time they go around, they go and sit down. The second day, for 6 days, and God said, in the seventh day, go around this seven times. Seven times. Don't make any noise. And God said that at the seventh time, tell the priest to blow a whistle. There are some things that God will tell you to do. They don't make sense. But they carry power. One of it is prayer. When God tell you pray, you look at, why would I pray? Maybe God knows that I sometimes you pray, I look and say, God, this thing is not coming. I've prayed, I've fasted, this thing is not praying. Hey, look at the children of Israel for 7 days. God tell them, go around about it, just go. Just don't do anything. And see, as they were doing it, it looked as if nothing is happening. But in the realm of the spirit, the whole thing is shaking. The whole thing is shaking. In the realm of the spirit, don't take spiritual things casually. Because everything in this world is controlled by the spirit. Everything in this world is controlled by there is spirituality in physicality. Everything, and that is why I pity those who don't take God serious. People who don't come to church. People who don't read the word of God. People who don't hear the word of God. What a life they are living. Especially those who even come to church but take prophetic instruction. I see what is pastor saying now. What is pastor saying now? I beg you. Hey, look at it. God told them, just go. And when you do blow, and the Bible says that at the seventh time, the priest blew the trumpet, and as they blew it, the Bible said the wall fell. Everybody in the city look at, wow, what happened? and everybody take cover. I pray every enemy that is saying you will not go, they will run for you in the name of Jesus. Every limitation, every wall representing Jericho's in your life, they will fall flat in the name of Jesus. This man walked by faith. How? Because he acted on God's instruction. He acted on God's word. If you want to walk in the supernatural, learn to walk the word. Learn to walk the word. Learn to act on the word. Learn to take the word of God seriously. Do everything that God tells you to do. If you want to walk in the supernatural, and if you want your faith to be built up, if you want your faith to do exploits, the word of God is very, very important. Shout hallelujah. Number two is a man called Daniel. In Daniel chapter 1 from verse 1, chapter 6 from verse 1 to 28. Daniel was a man of faith. His faith was strengthened when some official gang up against him. He exhibited his faith and disguised lion in a lion's den. This man, there was a time his life is just another life. See, Daniel was a foreigner. And that is why every time I disagree with people who find themselves somewhere. And then before you know, they conform to what they are doing there. Mm-mm. Look at the life of Daniel. The Bible says that this man, he was a refugee. They carried him and they were to serve as a slave in a foreign land. And in that place, he met himself in a strange land, among strange people, strange culture. And to worsen the matter, King purposely chose him according to instruction. They chose him and they were to train him in the language and in the culture of Babylonian. They were to train him. So he was supposed to function as Babylonian. And they were on extensive training, teaching them languages, teaching them science, and even magic. Yet, in verse 8 of chapter 1, the Bible says that Daniel proposed in his heart. He proposed in his heart. Now, no, I won't define myself. Brother and sister, anywhere you find yourself, stand for God. It pays to stand for God. Don't conform to this world. Romans chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1, said don't conform to this world. From verse 1 and 2. He said, don't conform to this world. In verse 2, to be specific. Don't do, because Jesus said that you are in this world, but you are not of this world. You are not a product of this world. The people of the world can be saying, oh, this is how to do it. This is the shortcut. The people of this world can say, if you don't know people, you can't get anything. You know God, who knows the people that know the people. So you are not to do what they are doing. You are supposed to align yourself in line with the word of God. Shout hallelujah. Shout a living hallelujah. And they gang up against him. And they plan cook for him. It doesn't matter who is against you. What matters is who is with you. And the word of God says that, what can we say to this thing? If God be for us, say, who can be against us? Because those that are with you is more than those that are with them. Shout hallelujah. No matter they gang up, they will fall in the name of Jesus. No matter they gang up against you, I say they will fall in the mighty name of Jesus. His faith, the faith he has in the word of God, he always pray and he always exhort God. In fact, one of them tells him, said, there is no man that is as discreet, that's discreet as this man, that is so intelligent, that work in supernatural like this man. If you have any problem, go and meet this man. Go and meet Daniel, because he has excellent spirit. Excellent spirit. He has his intellectual capacity is so high. He now combine it with spiritual life. His spiritual life is on fire. He can see. He can hear God. He knows the mind of God. He knows how to get God to get whatever he wants. He knows it. He knows how to do it. Why? Because he's very close to God. Your faith will become impotent if you are alive. I mean, if you are far away from God. And that you cannot even work in supernatural like that. It is not possible. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two is David. Popular story of the story of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 1 to 54. This story is a very strange story. A very young boy of 17 years old that killed a great giant. Time will not permit us or ask us to read it. This boy, he just found himself on the battleground by divine ordinance, not just by accident, because I want to believe that it is God that arranges. And the father called up, he said, go and give your food. By now, they will be hungry. Go and give them food. And they got there. As he was coming, he saw a very tall man, giant. And the Bible said that he was defying the army of Israel. He was making mockery of them. If you know that you have power, send somebody to come and fight me. I will disgrace all of you. I will molest all of you. I will kill all of you. And the man was being younger. He was being younger. And then he asked, who is this man? Who is he? I said, that's Goliath of Gath. He's a giant man. I said, what will happen to the person that killed him? This is what we do. The king will do this, and we give the daughter to you. As he was talking, his brother was hearing it. What is this boy saying? He said, I will get him. I will fight him. Faith, make him to take a bold step. This man called Goliath is not an ordinary human being, because the way Bible describes him, nobody has ever been like him in this whole world. The Bible tells us that when they convert everything, they tell us that he's 9 feet tall and 4 inches. So tall. The tallest, the world tallest man in this world, I think is a. What is his name? Sultan something from Turkey. That man is, I think he's about 8 feet or so, above 8 feet. And this man is, this Goliath is 9 feet, so huge, giant, so much so that when you are looking at him, it's as if you are looking at three-story building. Shout hallelujah. But see, the people were afraid because their faith level is low. If you are feeling weak, or you are feeling incapacity, or you are feeling that this thing you can't do it, it's because the faith is low. If you are always hiding, you are always shy away from responsibility, it's because your faith is small. If you are always, the Bible said that if you faint in the days of adversity, is that your faith is small. Your faith is small. But the man that has faith, which is David, came and said, hey, I'm going to get him. He said, I'm going to get him. And in verse 28 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, his brother looked at him and said, I know you. I know that you are full of pride. And I know that you always want to be at the forefront. He was accusing him. Look at him. He said, his elder brother heard him and he spoke unto him. And Eliab's anger was kindled against him, and he said, the next verse, why comest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left this few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride, and that, he said, your nastiness, I said, your heart is very hard. He said, you are full of pride, what are you doing here? And the next verse, he said, is that not a cause? That is a reason. If you are asking yourself, why am I in Nigeria? If you are asking yourself, maybe as you have been born in USA. See, you are asking the wrong question. The right question should be, is there not a cause? There is a reason why you are here. There is a reason God sent you here. There is a reason God put you in your family. There is a reason why you are in that office. There is a reason why you are in that school. There is a reason why you are in that village. Because God has a program for your life. God has a purpose for your life. And I pray that you will fulfill it in the name of Jesus. Faith is what is required if you want to fulfill it. This man said, I will get him in verse 29. And he takes step of faith in verse 30. When everybody was attacking him and want to ridicule him, want to weaken his faith, he turned his face against them. There are three people in your life that you must run away from. Number one, they are your critics. People who criticize you, they don't even when you have good idea, when you want to venture into something bigger than you, they criticize you, they see everything that you can't do. They will tell you 1,001 reasons why you can't achieve it. These are the people you must purposely ignore them, just like David in verse 30. He ignores them. Then number two type of people you must deliberately dissociate yourself from. They are the people that they don't see your they don't see greatness in you. They look at you that you are not capable. They are your hater. They are your hater. Then the third person, they are small minded people. And those like that Saul, if you read that scripture, the Bible said that Saul looked at them and said, "Hey, you are a youth, you are young, you are not experienced, you can't do it." He has a small minded person. He's a small minded person. He cannot see the greatness in the life of Mr. David. And you know what? The Bible says that David confronted Goliath. And when he confronted Goliath, just one stone killed him. I pray that whatever that is harassing you, whatever that is making himself and putting himself in the position of Goliath, and disdaining you, ridiculing the name of God in your life, I stand on this exalted altar and I pray that in the name of Jesus, the Lord will destroy them by fire in the name of Jesus. Yes. I say the Lord will destroy them in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lastly, example number four is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is a man, they suddenly find themselves because they don't want to conform. They don't want to do what will make the name of God to be ridiculed in their life. They don't want to deny their God. They put them into the lake of fire. In Daniel chapter 3 from verse 1 to 30, these people live a supernatural life because of their faith. These men were delivered from the fire just because they had faith. They disfirized fire. They mess fire. They were in the midst of fire, and the Bible said that somebody who looks like man, and that is Jesus, he came right in their midst. I tell you, any situation you find yourself, Jesus is there with you. God is there with you because he has promised. He said, "I will not leave you, and I will not forget you." And that is what you should see. Do you know the statement they made? They said, "See, King, you better understand this. We will not by any means bow down to your God. Because our God is able to deliver us. And if in any case he refuses to deliver us, we will not bow." What a faith. What a faith. Faith made them to live in super. And as they were there in the midst of fire, they were looking fresh. And everybody was looking at them. What happened? They expect them to be roasted. But instead, they were looking fresh. Even not, the hem of their garment is not burnt. That is a miracle. The hem of their garment is not burnt. I pray that God Almighty will make you a superman in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, we are looking at how to continue to walk in the supernatural via faith. Let's look at how. Number one, build your faith through the word. Soak yourself in the word of God. Let the word of God be what you breathe every day. Let the word of God be what you eat every day. You must hear the word, you must read the word, and you must preach the word. If you want to continue to live in supernatural, the first thing we need to do is that we must soak ourselves with the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 7, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing is a continuous one. It's a hearing and hearing. You will hear again and again and hear it again and again. There are messages that you must hear. In fact, you hear it again and again and again until it soaks into your body, until it soaks into your spirit, that you can vomit them word by word. The word of God, and I mean, you've been reading Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and people are still reading it. I had a man of God that said he has read the Bible from cover to cover more than 300 times. So he has read it more than 300 times, cover to cover, and he's still enjoying it. He's still reading it. He's still reading it. Murosellulo is a very old man, and he has read it and read it and read it again and again and again, and the man is enjoying it. The word is never outdated. And as you are reading the word of God, God is opening you. He's opening your eyes. You are seeing things, and you are seeing how to walk in the supernatural. Your faith is being boosted as you are reading the word of God. Maybe on this altar, or on your phone, or on your DVD, or DVD, or on your iPad, your faith is being built up. Your faith is being built up. That is how to live a supernatural life. Because in Psalm 1, from verse 1 to 3, the Bible says that blessed is the man. Can we read it? I just want to show you just three things in that scripture. Psalm 1 from verse 1. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor seated in the way of sinner. Not standeth in the way of sinner, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, but his delights is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate how many times? Day and night. That verse 2, the Bible says that he delights in that law. He delights in reading this word. The word gladdens his heart. He falls in love with the word. That is what you should do. Fall in love with the word. And the Bible said, day and night, day and night, day and night, every time. Instead of meditating, that you don't meditate, that is not an issue, because you meditate every time. How many can still remember what somebody has said to you 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 5 years ago? If you can, if you are still meditating on those things, if you can still say the definition of noun that your teacher gave you in primary school. What is the noun? A noun is the name of any person, animal. You are still meditating. It has become part and parcel of you because you meditate on. If you still, you can think of something that somebody has done for you in righteousness, or another way around, you are meditating. And God tell us that if this power, this meditation has power, you must meditate. The word of God, the subject of your meditation is the word of God. And you must do it regularly, day and night. Why day and night? Day means that when you are meditate on it, as you are walking, the thing keep on coming into you. You are recalling it. So it guide your way, it guide your step, it guide your mouth. It helps you to discipline yourself. And God can talk to you. God can minister to you. The Spirit of God can direct you. And if you are about to sleep, you also meditate on it. The angel of God can come and show you. The Spirit of God can come and show you many things, and He can show you things to come. That is why the Word of God is very, very important. And look at the result of it. In verse 3, and the Bible says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever anything he doeth shall do what? Prosper. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he has soaked himself with the word. To walk in the supernatural, we must deliberately, as a matter of compulsory, soak ourselves with the word. And how do you do that? You do it by hear the word of God. You go again and hear the word again. again you hear the word, and again you will hear it, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Number two is resist devil always. Devil want to attack your faith. James chapter 4 verse 7. Devil want to attack your faith. As a matter of fact, your faith is aimed to attack it. Remember what happens to Peter when Peter, you know, he was doing guy man, and the devil was after him, and the man did not know. But Jesus said, Peter, the devil has asked for permission to sieve you like a chaff. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith, you see, the object of his target is your faith. So every time you doubt, that is an attack from the devil. Every time worry attack you, is from the devil. Every time fear comes into your heart, is an attack from the devil. Those things are what the devil used to weaken your faith. Those things are what the devil used to mess up your faith, to ensure that your faith is paralyzed. Refuse to worry. Refuse to fear. And refuse to doubt. When God says something, believe it like that. If God say it, God will do it, because he has more than enough power to make it to come to pass. And I pray that God will help us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Number three is flee from all appearance of evil. Free from all appearance of evil. In my own cell, the one we had, we were talking about something in line with this. And I asked a question. I said, why is it? Why is it that some people are not living the kind of life that God expects us to live? And somebody answered, he said, so one of it is when you have sin that you are dodging. There is a sin you hide. It will not allow you to be effective in soul winning. We are talking about soul winning. Because there is a condemnation in your heart. There is a condemnation in your heart. But I dare to tell you that these are things that devil used to attack your faith, to weaken your faith. If there is anything that is not okay with you, settle it with God. And once you settle it with God, decide to live for God. Decide to flee from every appearance of the devil, because that is a footstool for enemy to weaken your faith. And I pray that that will not happen to you in the name of Jesus. Number four is speak the word often. Always speak the word. Always speak the word. The spirit of faith requires that you must speak. The spirit of faith, it doesn't permit quietness. The spirit of faith make you say words. You see, Eliab could accuse and criticize David, because he said, I'm going to kill Goliath. Because, do you know how you can accuse? He said, it's pride. He said, this is pride in you. This is my observation. Everybody that possesses the spirit of faith, they are always termed as proud people. People always see them as proud men. Why? Because the people of faith, they don't believe that nothing is impossible. They don't believe in limitation. They don't believe in any obstacle. They don't believe that they make bold, audacious statements. They say things that blows my mind. I heard man of God say some things that, I thank God that I even know Bible small. Praise the Lord. If not that I know Bible, so I would just say, this man, sir. But see, he will say some things, and I tell you, all the evidence around you is proving something otherwise. But you see, because he has faith, and because he sees no limitation, he will say, and before you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, those things come to pass. Why? Faith. So if you want to walk in the supernatural, you must speak the faith. You must speak anything you believe. You must say it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible tells us about the spirit of faith. That spirit is a speaking spirit. If you believe, you must say it. He said, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe. And therefore, we spoke. He said, me also, I believe and I speak. Why? Because the spirit of faith causes us to speak. If you believe that God will supply your needs, speak it. If you believe that you will graduate with 2-1, speak it. Even if you have, if your grade, if your GP is still low, you can use your mouth to jack it up. You can speak to that problem. You can speak to your future. Maybe you are not ready to get married yet, but you can start talking about your marriage now. You can start building your house now. You can start buying your car now. You can start. I heard somebody that say, if I want to travel, I heard him. I just entered school then, and we have this very vibrant brother in school then, and he's very, very entrepreneur. So it was, and somebody came to do seminar in school, and they were talking about how to get visa and things like that. And after everything, this brother said, I just wasted my time in this seminar. I said, I ought to be in nature. I just wasted. I heard him. And I said, well, he said, this thing is important. If you want to travel out, if I want to travel out, I won't bother. I said, all the nation will open for me on their own accord. Said they will open to me on their own accord. I will not go and queue in embassy, in any embassy. He said, and believe me, those things is happening. He is going from one place to another on mission work. He's just unrestrictable. He spoke it. He believed it, and he spoke it, and it works. Please speak your faith. Speak your faith. This is the secret of David. He said it to Goliath. He said, today I will cut your head. That time he has no sword. The only thing with him is his catapult. And he said, I will cut your head. And you know what? He cut the head. He used Goliath's sword to cut the head. And that is why he said in Psalm 34, verse 2, he said, my soul shall make his boast in the Lord. He said, the humble will hear it and be glad. Say, I will make my boast, not in my own power, not in my own ability, not in what I can do, but in what God can do. God, I believe that God is more happier every time we are talking about what he can do. When you say that God will never fail me, God will never disappoint me, I have God, I can't fail. When you are doing that, God's head will be, yes, that's my daughter. Yes, that's my God. And God will back you up because his word will never come back to him without doing those things that he set it to do. I pray that God Almighty will honor your word in your mouth in the name of Jesus. Number 5, exercise your faith. To exercise your faith means take step. Faith without action is dead. James chapter 2 verse 26. If you say you have faith, you must back it up with step, with action. Things must be done. If you want to graduate with 2-1, then start reading. Start praying as if it all depends on prayers, and start reading as if it all depends on reading. Anything you believe that God can do, start doing it. Bishop David, Abioye said, if you want to build a house, he said, it is very cheap to build. So what would, if you have a land, just buy one trip of sand, put it there. So when you put it there, go there and speak to it. Say, this land, I'm coming back. I will build you. Go back. When you have money, bring another trip of sand. Talk to the land. Say, I'm coming back. I will build you. I will not stop. He said, when you do that, before you know it, the resources will be coming. That, as you say it, and you also take step. So God wants us to, every time you take step of faith, God will back it up. Every time God give you instructions on what to do, or God give us instructions to our man of God, and say, this is what to do. Pray like this, fast for this also day. This is what to do. Come with the contact, with your point of contact, or your picture of your loved one. Do it. Why? Because those things are not ordinary. You must take step if truly you believe that God can do miracle in your life. How many is expecting miracle from God tonight? Are you expecting miracle? Are you expecting God to do wonder in your life? If it is so, can you jam your hands together for Jesus?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.